All right, everybody.
Hello.
We're back.
We're officially back.
This is Alexia and
Mia and
Megan.
Oh, wait.
Megan.
Yeah, you gotta turn this one.
I got you.
Up
and,
a little higher.
And
who are you?
Who are you?
And you're listening to Matter of Fact
and on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Watch out with the mic.
Don't wanna break another one.
We are back with our first official show of the semester.
We've been going, you know, all summer, but it's been on and off, and it's been a little crazy schedule.
You did some on your own because I was still on break.
Yeah,
and then
Charlie
I came
had his
back
show, and I was subbed for him for a little bit when he was in Belize. But now this is our new time. It is Tuesdays from
9 to 10
/ 10 to 11 because
it's my show. Sign of the skill to catch a vibe. 10 to 11 as always. But
we're
now we're kind of merged.
Epic collab merging. Little featuring Charlie moment, and we're gonna be featured in the next show.
And we're gonna be featuring Megan as well.
Oh yeah,
Megan's always gonna be.
Megan's gonna be doing
some DJ training soon.
Yes, sir.
Megan's going to be a community member.
Then we can get Megan officially on the roster.
Yeah. Yes.
Megan will get her little ID card that says WMFO.
Little fraud card.
Oh my God.
Would she get into the gym with
that? I was going to just ask, do you think she'll be able to get into the gym with like the...
I don't know.
We can try it out.
Because Megan, it's kind of bad, but...
Dude, that gym
Megan used Mia's ID to get into the Tufts gym today. Bro, they're listening right now at the gym.
All right, TPD, don't worry about that.
There's no fraud happening. There's no identity fraud happening.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But anyways, as always...
We have a theme.
It is going to be a little bit hard to guess what this theme is
unless
you aren't like really, 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 really close with us and know our every move.
Yeah, but it'll still be enjoyable music regardless. Yeah, so I hope you guys
100%.
Enjoy this.
I think I'd be able to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get it. And Charlie, you'll definitely be
able
to
get it. But no spoilers, please, if you guess.
I feel like I just kind of get it.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't say until the end
of
the show.
You already know what it is.
Well,
no, not really, but I also get it. Like, there's a theme here.
Yeah.
He saw our roster.
I understand the theme.
Let's introduce the next song.
Yeah, so we, as always, open up with the one and only No More Like That by... we're listening to one of the songs from Mac DeMarco's 9-hour-long album. Coming up next, we got Johnny by Miss Faye Webster.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stop Waiting by Cigarettes After...
After Beep!
You guys can say
Cigarettes
that.
After Sex. I actually went to a Cigarettes After Sex concert last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
We were in traffic for like an hour.
No, it was like 15 minutes. It wasn't even that. It felt longer than it was.
Yeah,
we were in the car for an hour. Fine. We were listening to some bangers.
But anyways, throwbacks. After Cigarettes After
if
Sex.
If only we're listening to those now.
We might. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
they're,
no,
not,
that's
on
not,
the,
on
they're not on the set
list.
Anyways, after Cigarettes After Sex, we have our next little vocal break.
Yes.
So, that's pretty much it for this little vocal break as well.
Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll see you on the next break. Yeah.
We'll be back to talk about the Bass Pro Shops pyramid.
Yes, we will.
Yes,
that's our next topic.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
like me and get over hell. My dog is my best friend, and he doesn't even know what my name is.
I'm rubbing the sunscreen on it bright.
Hey, everyone. Wow, hello. This is loud.
So, Bass Pro Shop Pyramid, huh?
It's just like eating us alive to be able to talk about the Bass Pro Shop's Pyramid. So we had to stop mid-song to talk about it.
Wait, but
dude,
I did.
We've been talking about this for like half an hour.
I did want to say hi to my mom, my dad, and my sister who are currently listening.
Hello.
Los amo.
I miss you guys. Hope to see you soon.
Anyways, Bass Pro Shop Pyramid.
They should come to Bass Pro Shops with us.
Oh my gosh.
That would be a little family. Yeah, we should have all of our families come to Bass Pro Shops Pyramid, and we can all get a hotel room and then have all the doors connect the rooms so that all of us can like go through the doors.
Okay, also
a real family experience.
Or we all stay in the same room and we just sleep on a giant mattress.
I was
floor.
Kind of imagining us all staying in the same bed.
The entire, like, a Charlie and Chocolate Factory bed, but it's, like, exactly. really long.
It's you, your mom.
My brother.
Your brother. Megan's sisters and parents. Charlie's sister and parents. My sister and my parents.
Yeah.
Yep.
And us.
And us as well.
In one bed. It's what? Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Megan has two
sisters. That's 12. 13, 14.
15.
We'd be 17 people. Okay. Right?
I'm the only one who's
been into this Bass Pro Shop. Yep. I've been to the top of the pyramid. It's amazing. It doesn't make sense. There's a restaurant.
So wait.
Yeah.
Do they serve fish at the restaurant?
Yes, of course they sell fish. But I don't know. I don't know if it's from like the ponds there.
That's because like it's Tennessee. There's no oceans near there. I feel like that's a slippery slope. Unless it's their fish that they have in.
If they have their own
in
pond.
The pro shop.
That could
would be
cool.
Kinda messed up though.
We can go fishing in the thing for our own fish and then they cook it for us.
I think we need to like research this before we go.
I think we really need to like look at the logistics of all of this.
I heard the restaurant was mid though, so.
But the rooms. Describe the hotel rooms.
Okay, so it's like. It's like there's a pond in the middle, like you're separated from reality, and then you're separated from reality, and then there's like a bunch of hotel rooms that are connected, so they kind of look like cabins surrounding this lake with like koi fish. Apparently, I'm not talking loud enough.
No, it's just the mic, but that's really awesome.
Yeah, this
though.
Mic is really quiet. You have to get really close to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just get a little bit closer.
We can turn up your vault. Oh, it's all the way
it's
up.
All the way.
Charlie's hitting my nose with the mic.
Okay,
right now.
Anyways, back to the hotel rooms. Did you see inside the rooms?
I saw like one. They were really, they're all different styles of rooms, which is kind of cool.
There's a hotel in New Hampshire that each room is a different theme and they have hot tubs and everything. And there's like some party rooms and they have like slides and stuff in there.
That's pretty awesome.
We could go to like the castle room.
Whoa,
the sexy time suite. Oh, sorry. Valentine's Day suite.
We have to go with like the Renaissance Fair.
Oh yes, we do.
When is that?
It's going on now.
We do.
Until when?
Until probably like halfway through October.
Yeah, we should go in October when it's turning into fall, and then we can go apple picking too.
Yes. Well, anyways, right now we're in our talk break. I won't mention the songs in our talk break. We'll kind of just talk over them. But the next songs that we'll be listening to are How She Loves by Keyboard Dog, and then Nova Scotia 500 by Boy Scott, and then I Kissed a Girl and She Kissed Me by Kid Bloom, and then we'll be back with her next. I know, crazy, right?
I do want to say that if anybody ever wants to know the names of the songs while we're listening, it is listed on WMFO.org when you're listening.
Yes, true.
Thank you, Alexia.
I am going crazy on Spinatron.
There's also a chat feature on the website, so if any of you guys want to tell us about the songs we're playing,
The
phones are up, so if you call in, maybe we can answer you guys.
I'm talking to you.
Roland, I would love to have a conversation with you.
Oh my gosh. Anyways. Well, our friend George is also listening. Hi, George.
Hi, George.
What's up, George?
What's up, George?
And then
Thanks for tuning in.
Else who's listening, text us and we'll shout you out at the next break.
Yes, we will.
See you guys soon.
See you guys then.
Starts on my palm and it softly moves back. I usually drive, I don't like to relax. But when my head comes down, rests on my head. You're watching the road, but I'll watch you instead.
And oh, when you hold me and my head falls down, I sink into you and I let myself drown, but just in the best way. Today was the best day. 'Cause oh, that's how she loves. And oh, to you. I stop to stare at a puddle and think about walking the dog, and he'd stop for a drink. And you'd look at me, sweet as you do, and I had a feeling that you can see through. 'Cause lately my head's in the future, it shows. You plant the seed, darling, I'll try to grow. And if comes the right day, I'll love you the right way. 'Cause oh, that's how she loves. And oh, to you.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here.
Let that sink in.
Let it sink
let
in.
Let it ruminate.
Mia's mic actually just dropped. Mic dropped.
Mia literally just dropped her mic.
I was like, what do you mean? Anyways, we were looking up places to stay.
There's this place in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
Wait, what's it called? It's called Adventure Suites, and all of the rooms are really cool, and there's a specific room called the Cave Room. Guys, don't book it up before us, because we'll get really upset, but we really want to go.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It houses, like, 4 people.
Yeah.
There's one that houses 18.
Yeah.
Oh, where is that? Where is that one?
It's at the same place.
It's like the haunted one.
It's
So they have multiple.
Each room is a different theme. And it houses different people. Okay. And then there's like also like a party one.
Oh. That sounds, how many people fit in the party one?
Like 14.
Well, we can have a party in whatever room we want.
That's very true.
That's true. That's, it's just so how many true. Beds there are.
I don't know, I think.
This is a short break, so we should just talk about
the
music.
We're gonna talk over Yacht Club, right? Remember that you were like, let's talk over Yacht Club.
Yeah, you're right.
But anyways, yeah, we just listened to, the last song we had just listened to was I Kissed a Girl and She Kissed Me by Kid Bloom. Alexia and I went to go see him in like September. It was 1 year ago.
Really?
It was 1 year ago, beginning of October.
Ooh.
Because I remember that time.
Yeah.
And that dude was weird.
He was like...
He was being, like, weird with girls.
He was being kind of creepy with the girls in the audience, like, putting his hand under their chins and, like,
what?
Giving them, like, eyes, like, you know.
Okay, well, that happened at the concert the other day.
Well, okay, Megan and I went to go see Boyish, they are actually on this set for tonight. Hint, hint, theme.
Wink, wink.
Wait, what?
But the singer, I don't know her name, but she was, like, there was this really... like crazy fan in the audience that knew every single one of their songs, and the singer was all like singing to the girl.
She was like eyeing her.
Yeah.
Hard.
Like hard.
Like the rest of the audience was like looking over like, what is going
but
on?
But you know what? I think maybe they're like friends.
Okay, but another thing
because
is like,
they also went to Berkeley. Boys went to Berkeley.
Right, the girls were really young that were at
Kid Bloom.
That were at Kid Bloom. And,
how old is he?
We looked it up, and he's way too old to be gawking at teenage girls.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know if it was an all-ages show. I think it was 18 plus, but still, it was still creepy.
How many people were in the audience?
It was a medium venue. I don't really know how to describe it.
It was at the Middle East upstairs.
It wasn't like as small as the lily pad, and it wasn't like super massive, but it was like big enough that there was a pretty big group.
I can't find his age. This is so weird.
I'd say like 500 people.
I feel like it's crossing the line, like touching a fan.
Yeah. And he was just
unless
like,
it's like hands, like, you know.
Yeah, like, oh, haha, fans touching, you know,
like friendly. It just like seemed like he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He just like had such an ego and thought he was like the hottest guy ever.
Yeah, but that was not.
It made us uncomfortable. And we like tried to not make eye contact with him because we were like, ew.
We're like, oh,
please don't interact with us.
That kind of like ruins the artist a little bit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It did. We still enjoyed it. Like, we liked the music. It's just like, eh.
Yeah. What, Charlie?
I'm looking at a cool place I stayed once. It doesn't matter. I'll talk to you guys about it later.
Okay, wait. Listen. Break. He's been active since 2008, which means that he's been in, like, making music for... How long is that? 17 years?
No.
25.
15 years.
15 years. Okay, 15 years. Which means that, you know, if he said... He's probably, like, around 28 then? I don't know.
We're looking it up.
I'll look it up and then I'll figure it out and let you guys know in the next break. But what's coming up, Mia?
So what's coming up is Self Portrait by Surf Curse. I actually saw them on Saturday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What? Who knew?
Shout out to Melisma Magazine.
He's 28.
He's 28? Okay, well.
Yeah, he's 28, but still really creepy.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Whatever. Anyways, we are going to listen to Self Portrait by Surf Curse. Shout out to Melisma Magazine, as I was saying.
Doesn't make any sense. He's not 28.
Then how old is he?
Well, he can't be 28 because he's been making music since he was 13.
That doesn't make any sense. No. Anyways, Self Portrait by Surf Curse, then July by Boyish.
Boyish.
And then Happiness is a Warm Gun by The Breeders, who are coming to Boston on September
24th. I love that band.
Seriously? The Breeders?
Wait.
No.
Maybe
no.
I
the
just
Breeders
know the
are from
song.
Like the. I think you
we'll
know the
talk.
Song. Happiness.
We'll talk.
We'll talk. Anyways, see you guys at the next talk break.
See ya.
Thank you. straight down our throats. And I know you tried to love me better now that we're not together, but I found my dear girl's arms were burning July for the girls, pouring time straight down our throats. And I know you tried to love me better now that we're not together, but I found my dear girl's arms is all that you want, is all that you
of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. Man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Yeah. going bald?
No, you've asked me that before, and the answer is no then.
All right, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Once again, we are back.
We're back.
I'm also back.
Yeah, we're all back.
I don't really know what to talk about.
Yeah, but we just listened to... I'll talk about my little nerdy, little geeky thing.
Talk about
thing.
It. So crazy.
So the Breeders are a band from the 90s, from the late 80s, like probably 89, formed in 89, when... The lead singer of the band left the Pixies. She used to be the bassist of Pixies, and she left the band in 89, I believe. Don't quote me on that. To start this band, the Breeders. And they came out with a couple albums. I believe this was their first album, Pod. And because of their success in the 90s, they went on tour with Nirvana in Europe in like the early 90s, and Kurt Cobain said in multiple interviews that this was his favorite album of all time. So it's pretty cool.
Highly acclaimed.
This is the album. Only song that we're going to listen to tonight that is not from the 2010s.
True.
To the present.
True. Yeah, came out in 1990, if I'm not wrong. 1990, mm-hmm. Yep. So good, they're so good. They're, like, so cool. But anyways, yeah.
I'm really happy that we got studios.
I know, yes,
yeah,
we
and
did.
I
yes, we
have
did.
Been working in our little studios over at SMFA, and Mamir, my mother, dropped off my... big painting this weekend, and I'm so excited to finally dive back into it because I've been like on hiatus all summer, and I just like haven't known what to do with myself because like I didn't do anything like all summer, like painting wise. I did some sculptural stuff but no painting, so like when I get back to it, I like forget how to paint every time.
I'm actually thinking of getting back into my painting, kind of like bring my quilts to a 2D.
It's funny because you want to get back into painting and I'm getting into sculpture, we're like
switching
places. Yeah,
I mean, I'm still working on like this project that I've been interested in working in for a really long time that is a big puppet thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just going to be multitasking a lot, which is exciting. I'm very excited for
it. Works different parts of your brain, I think, to like paint and then do sculpture.
Yeah, well, anyways, right now I'm not even going to mention the song, but this is an
Elliot Smith.
Song. Coming up next, we got Debris by Lower Town, a concert that Charlie and I will be going to on Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. If you're in town. Oh, it's sold out. Never mind. Sorry, guys. Anyways, Debris by Lower Town, and then Mary's by Mustard Service off of their C'est la Vie album.
We've seen Mustard Service twice.
Yes, we have. Twice? Yeah, it's been twice. I've seen them a couple more times back at home, but
they're not coming in their next tour.
Guys, if you're listening, please come back to Boston as soon as possible. We'll have you over at the house. We'll make you a nice little dinner. much love.
Yeah.
I love those guys so much. They're so special. But, yeah.
And then we're going to have another break, and then we're going to finish off until we get on to the next show.
The next part, the part two of the evening. So, see you guys then.
Charlie.
What, Charlie?
I'm good. I don't have anything to say. Keep listening.
Bye.
Got that hum in the back of my head, like the sound of you mowing your lawn. Or a generator in the storm, keeping my house lights on. Every day I don't open my mouth, but thoughts
And so we have reached the final segment of our show.
Of the hour.
Of the hour. Of the hour.
That went by so fast.
I know. What the
heck?
Yeah,
but it also feels like a long time.
Yeah. But
we got through a lot of music.
We did. We got through a lot of music. A lot of stages of
life.
Life,
we can,
I guess.
Reveal the
Shall we
theme?
Reveal the theme?
Who wants to reveal
wants,
it?
Yeah. Who's interested?
Well, it's kind, well it should be out. Us. It should be us. Kind of ours.
Ready, ready, ready? Wait. Okay, ready, okay. Ready.
It is concerts we've been to.
If you know us.
Like within
well.
The past couple of years.
Yeah.
Or going to.
Or going to go to, or want to go to. Yeah. Mia. We're going to. What?
What was your first concert?
The first concert that I remember is the Wiggles. when I was like probably like 2 probably.
Wiggles are crazy. I saw them too.
But aren't they amazing? You know they have a woman now in the Wiggles?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah. They're moving up.
Yeah, but
diversity.
But the first concert I ever went to a Maroon 5 / Matchbox 20
really?
Concert. I do not remember anything from that night, obviously, because I was like a year old, but my parents told me that I was like cuckoo because people were doing some stuff
Uh-oh.
At the concert, so I was like
at
super hyper.
Five
yeah,
concert?
Well, it was Matchbox 20, so it's like,
oh yeah,
you know.
My first concert was Katy Perry, and then my second concert,
yeah, pretty awesome,
was Panic at the Disco, and then my third concert was Tyler the Creator, and that was like for the first like very long span of my life. And then when I came to college, me and I literally went to like 50 concerts, and
you're
I couldn't
welcome,
even remember.
Alexia,
no big deal.
We've never been to a concert together.
I know we haven't.
It's like I went to a concert with Megan first, then you and Megan. Wait,
Megan and I still haven't
yeah,
even been to a concert.
There we
together.
Go. Boom. Crazy.
That's weird.
What about you, Charlie? What was your first concert?
Train.
Your first like official concert of
like
all.
First real concert.
First concert you remember.
No, like the first like actual band.
Oh,
like I'm not counting
Train.
The Wiggles. I'm not counting like local bands.
Gotcha.
First concert I went to my own accord though was Aminé.
Nice. Mm. What about you, Megan? First concert?
The first concert I remember is Kiss 108, like the Kiss concert.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I never went
Those
to that.
Cool. I just remember the fried dough. It was so good. other than that.
For
just
those
like
of
the
you that
songs.
Aren't from this area, Kiss 108 is a radio station, and they would have like a little festival.
Yeah, I did not go to like a Kiss concert, like
yeah,
you know, like
that's
no.
different.
Kiss the band.
But my dad did.
Really?
Recent, like a couple years ago, I think.
They still play?
They're still. I don't know if they're still playing, but they did play.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up in like a concert family.
Yeah.
At all.
But anyways, guys, this brings us to our final song
End.
Of the evening, which will be. Drop the Guillotine
by
Peach
Pit.
Such an amazing song.
We went to Peach Pit. We didn't like the concert.
We weren't a fan. It was April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
April 1st, 2022. Wasn't the best thing ever. Preferred them. But you know what?
I
saw
I
them this
like
summer and I liked
though.
Them. Oh, true.
But, I think it was just a bad venue.
But you know what? I saw them this summer again and they were a lot better.
Yeah. I think
it
might have just been
it was
the
venue.
Because we don't like... is it Big Night Live? Is that
Big
what
Night
it's called?
Live, yeah. Not a big fan. Not big fan.
No, we just don't like it.
But anyways, guys, this has been...
Matter of Fact with Mia.
With Mia.
And Alexia.
And
Megan.
And Charlie over there. And stay tuned
yep.
for Charlie. up next, but you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
See you guys in a bit. And stay tuned in for Charlie's segment. We will be here.
Yes, we will. See you guys later.
Bye.
See you next week. The same exact hour.
Next week.
Bye.